Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horse with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi X. Pick two with multi X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with multi X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Mala and Kimal discussed the EITI Jingles competition that was being planned, and Kimal said he is planning on starting a youth group to encourage discussions about various topics and issues. Kavita told June that a group threatened to leak nude photographs and videos of her that were taken the night she was raped. June told James that Cecil and Lucille would be living in their home, and he decided that he would have the downstairs expanded so that he could avoid any contact with Lucille. As we return, Myrtle is about to go out.
Catalina, I'm heading out to meet Zena for lunch. Catalina?
It's okay, Auntie Myrtle. You have a good time.
Are you all right? You've been in this mood lately, Catalina. I've told you so many times. You can talk to me.
Auntie Myrtle, this is not your burden to bear.
Don't tell me that, Catalina. What is the problem? What is it?
Auntie Myrtle, I don't know what is going on. It's one thing after the next.
Okay.
Every time I think things get better, it's something else.
You're taking on the divorce?
No, it's not that.
You sure?
I mean, I'm sorry my marriage to Maurice didn't work out, yes, but this now got me feeling like this.
Then what? Something with Denzel and Alexis? Goodness, Lord.
I just learned something about my friend. And Auntie Myrtle, I don't know how to process it. Everywhere you turn is somebody going through something. It's like some people can't catch a break in this life.
All right. What happened?
I can't go into the details, Auntie Myrtle. This thing really hurting me.
Oh, but...
I guess I'm thinking like, what if the same thing happened to me?
The person sick?
Yes. But I can't tell you anything else, Auntie Myrtle.
All right, okay.
It imagine you could young, beautiful, got everything going for you, and then just like that, something just knock you down.
Hey, life, eh? That is why it doesn't pay to do bad to people. Cherish your family and friends. Be there for them in their time of need.
Yeah.
Catalina, you can always talk to me about anything.
I know, Auntie Myrtle.
Okay. All right.
You should be on your way. I don't want you to be late for your lunch date with Zeno.
Does it bother you that I maintain a friendship with her?
Why should that bother me, Auntie Myrtle? Everybody is big people and you're your own person.
Yes, but I know she's Maurice's ex-wife.
So what I got to do with anything? Zena is Zena and Maurice is Maurice.
All right, okay.
Have fun.
All right, and I'll see you when I get back.
Okay.
All right, later. Bye.
I wonder what Shelley doing. Shelly, how you doing today, girl?
So, Ignatius, you can give me a sponsorship for the jingle competition, right?
Of course, Monica. I am contributing to the progression of this community and this country.
All right, good.
Ignatius, you got a nice office here, though. I can't remember it looking like this last time I've been here. Like your bread.
The wealthiest man in Morondai must have the best of everything.
It's been Ryan on take over.
You have to ask him that. Your daughter has him in a chokehold.
I'll let that pass.
Anyway, Ignatius, thank you for the little sponsorship. Things shaping up nice. I was wondering if Shelley gonna be able to help out in any way. It's so long I ain't see she.
I will hack, sir.
Shelly missed an auction, man. I ain't seen she at all.
Sure, right. Let's get back to the discussion at hand. I want my company to have a booth at the Jingle and Expo.
Sure, no problem.
Is anybody from the EITI multi-stakeholder group coming to this thing?
Well, James supposed to be working on that.
I have to speak to him. I have some questions for them.
Like what's up?
All Ignatius concerned about is when he can become a member of the multi-stakeholder group.
That is not true!
But Ignatius, you really believe because you got money, you should be allowed to sit on any board or do anything you please?
Money rules the world.
Well, thank God the process is not that simple. You can't throw wrong money and then just so dry you're a part of it.
Really?
First of all, you got to understand the EITI framework, the principles and special requirements for participation.
Okay, and?
You can't stop Monica when it comes to this EITI business, Ignatius. His whole day this one reading.
Secondly, the multi-stakeholder group is made up of representatives from government, civil society, and the extractive industries. Where are you falling?
I am a part of civil society, of course.
Well, you got to discuss with whatever organization you're a part of. Tell them you're interested in representing them in the multi-stakeholder group.
Nobody nominating you for not Ignatius?
Look, every stakeholder got their own process of how they would nominate people. You can have an internal election or they could just select people.
I will be selected. Watch and learn.
Then people got to approve you. This is not a baby party where anybody could just walk in off the road because they got money and join. This is Guyana business we're dealing with. We need serious people on that multi-stakeholder group who gonna represent the people well.
And why can't do that? I am Ignatius Thomas.
All right, friend. I wish you the best.
Ignatius Trey, don't lose your mind over this thing.
I would like to say a few words at the Jingle and Expo event. After all, I am helping to sponsor it.
Me ain't got a problem with you.
Like you want to start your campaign at the event, sir?
My motives are clear. I am concerned with making sure there is accountability and transparency in the extractive industries. I don't need anything. I am wealthy.
Lawrence, look, let me go along. Because if Ignatius remind me one more time about how rich he rich, I go scream.
We could do with a couple million if you're feeling generous, you know, Ignatius.
I have built my generational wealth for my generations.
All right, ma, you take care.
Thanks for the little sponsorship.
Remember, I am speaking at the event.
Very well.
Have a good day, Ignatius.
I will be in that multi-stakeholder group. By hook or by crook, I will be there.
Is everything okay, Miss Markle? You seem a bit distracted and you haven't touched your appetizer.
Look, I am okay, Zina. It's just that Catalina is worrying about something. She claims something is going on with a friend, but I think maybe the divorce is getting to her.
Oh, that.
When last you spoke to Maurice?
About 4 days ago.
How is he doing?
He's fine. You know, some men don't take long to move on.
That's true.
Maurice is dating somebody.
What? He certainly didn't waste any time.
Nope. He introduced me to the young lady.
Really?
Apparently, she used to work in his office, but has since moved to another law firm.
Oh.
Yep, it won't last long though.
Why you say that?
I know Maurice. He needs a woman to challenge him. And that young lady, while she's beautiful and intelligent, he's going to become bored really quick.
Oh.
You know why he was so hooked on Catalina?
Why?
She's different from the women he accustomed to. She has a colorful past. She has her own business, and she might not be a university graduate, but she is a strong woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She was a challenge for him.
I see.
I think he will continue looking for her replacement. That young lady he introduced me to is a temporary thing.
But Zina, you've never been tempted to reignite your relationship with him?
Nope. Never. I don't care how Maurice look. Let them little girls try with him.
Hmm.
Marta! Zina!
Oh, hi, Lawrence and Monica.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
Me and Lawrence decide to come and treat myself to lunch. Oh, okay. I'm just catching up with Zina.
Oh, nice.
Zina, you're coming to the Jingle and Expo, right?
Certainly. I'm not going to miss that.
Hmm. By the way, where is Maurice? He missed the last two men's group meetings.
Oh, I guess he's caught up with other things.
Must tell you, you're asking for.
Well, he doesn't live with me.
Oh, gosh. Zina, I just love how you quick to distance yourself from Maurice.
I didn't mean to offend you, Zina.
It's okay. Maurice has a new girlfriend, so perhaps he's busy with her.
Oh, my. Lawrence, let me go and find a table. It was nice running into you.
Take care.
Look like the waiter is finally bringing our food.
I just hope Catalina will be all right.
She will, Miss Martle. She's a strong woman. Don't you worry.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.